So today in the Gospel we heard those important words, which are repeated several times. I am the bread of life. Jesus saying, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. In French, je suis le pain de vie. Celui qui vient à moi n'aurait jamais faim. Et celui qui croit en moi n'aura jamais soif. Those are the first words we learn in some of our English and French lessons at school. Bread, hunger, life. That's because they're really important words. That's why we have them in the gospel today. When Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he's not talking about the hunger we have. He's talking about how we can really be satisfied. He talks about his way of life. So it's not that to believe in him and to follow him is something which only Christians can do, because his message is so much more universal than that. His message is very simple. Love God, love one another. That's the message that Jesus came on this earth to give, and it's a simple message to follow. In that first reading, it had all the things that we need to do in our lives. One of the things that you really resounded, they did to me this morning when I read them. No evil talk come from your mouths, but only say things which are useful, building up, so that the words may give grace to those that hear them. Put away bitterness and wrath and anger, slander, malice, and be tender-hearted, forgiving. Those are key words. And all those words came to me as I read the readings today, after I had even chosen my theme today. So my theme today, as I say to you, is something which occurs to me during the week. I have some small epiphany, which I think that's the little homily going to be for Sunday. And this week it was whilst listening to some music. I find music incredibly spiritual. I listen to it a lot. I was listening to Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And troubled waters, it's that expression we use. It's not a common expression in terms of waters, but you hear troubled, perturbed, disturbed. You hear about troubled children, troubled times. This expression, troubled waters, is Paul Simon's way of experiencing or telling us about those times in our lives which we have turmoil, disturbance, problems. He says, when you're weary, when tears are in your eyes, when times are rough and friends aren't there, I will lay me down. And when he's talking about that, I always thought it was talking about a friend who could be there, someone there. But actually, when you listen to those words and play that tune over and over again as a meditation, you realize it's talking about the God that's there everywhere and within us. Those are exactly the words that we heard in the gospel today. Jesus says, I will be a sacrifice. I will lay me down. Those words are used in the Bible. I will give life, my life, for the life of the world. So Jesus is saying, I will lay me down to help ease those troubled waters, those troubled times in our own lives. That doesn't mean that miraculously we're all going to be able to get through troubled times just by coming to church on a Sunday for an hour. It doesn't work like that. What it's saying is those troubled times, those difficulties in our lives, we have to work alongside God to help solve them, to move on, to improve our lives for the better. One of those things we can do is prayer. But praying itself, whilst it's a great way of doing it, it doesn't quite get us all the way there. We have to know that when God says he's going to help us, we have to help ourselves. And that's by using all the resources available to us. So it doesn't matter whether we're depressed, we're anxious, we've got post-traumatic stress from Hurricane Irma. We have to look at how to solve all those issues. And yes, prayer is a great solution for that, but it's not the only solution. We have to talk to other people, specialists who can help us, friends who we know we can help us, doctors if we need that, These are all part of God's great universe given to help us through those troubled times. Pray, talk, and ask. What it's really saying is don't keep it internally. Don't internalize it and think you can solve this alone. We all need help to get us through troubled times. And that's what we have to do. That's what the message is, I think, in today's gospel and the message in the song. Ask for help, then you can receive. If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get the help. But it is there. And that's the comfort we get from the gospel. The gospel gives us the comfort to know there is help available. We have to ask for it. We have to know the right people to ask. And if you need help with that, look around, use your friends, the specialists who are here available to all those difficulties you have. Because the old adage that our grandmother used to say, a problem shared is a problem halved, is right. Don't internalize it. Share your problems, share your troubled times, and you can come forward and see that light at the end of the tunnel. From the Psalm 142, light and salvation is there. Reach out for it,